Hi guys, I'm Dave.
And I'm the biggest nerd in school. But when my teacher assigns me to tutor the hottest girl in my class, things got spicy. I have three friends. My mom, my dad, and the one other nerd in school. Her name's Xena. Yeah, exactly. Blame her parents for naming her after a warrior princess on TV that only nerds watched. So, anyway, Xena and I are always the unfortunate targets of mockery and teasing at school. You know how it is. The moment they see that you're not like them, or you don't like the same cool things that they do, they pick on you. They picked on Xena for a patch of hyperpigmentation on her neck that looked like the map of Florida. They picked on me because I'm me. The thing is, I wasn't just a Dungeons & Dragons playing computer coding nerd. I was also a loner. And that was mostly because I could read minds. Before I learned how to control it, the world was this massive ball of perpetual noise. I could hear every single thought of every single person all at the same time. Now, if that doesn't make you act weird and seek a lot of alone time, I don't know what will. It was really hard to ignore all the noise all the time, and so sometimes I was awkward around people. I tried to block their thoughts out, but it's tough to interact with people when you know exactly what they're thinking. Especially when they're thinking how weird you are, or how gross your pimples are, or how they look down on you all the time. Xena was the one person I could really relax with, because I didn't have to listen to her thoughts. Anyone could easily read what she was thinking just by looking at her. If that wasn't enough, she would vomit out anything and everything that came to her mind. No filter. Her thoughts, though, her thoughts were always quiet. Perhaps because she was always saying what she thought, and she was honest like that to everyone. One day, our teacher asked me with something impossible.
Dave, you told me last summer that you were looking for part-time jobs, right?
Yes, ma'am. No luck on that end, unfortunately. I went to the museum you told me about, but they told me I was too young to apply for their apprenticeship program.
Well, you're just in luck. I found you the perfect job. And it'll pay well.
Awesome! Thanks, Miss G.
What's the job? You'll be tutoring Serenity until she gets a passing grade.
What? No, Miss... I'd rather starve, thanks.
Dave, it's a great opportunity. She's a monster! She's not that bad. Her mother's insistent on making sure her daughter gets a good enough grade to go to her preferred university. And she donates a lot of money to the school. If she fails, then you're not gonna have a prom.
Lose prom? Whatever shall I do? I've already bought a tux and I have 5 dates.
Dave, I'm begging you. Serenity's mom won't leave me alone. And you're the only one I know who can do it. If anyone's smart enough to find a way to make her pass, you can.
No, thank you.
Her mom's willing to pay $1,000 a week.
When do I start?
That was when my life changed. Serenity was as mean can get. And with her crew of other mean, pretty girls, her power was endless. She only needed to look at you and you'd feel worthless. Oh, lucky for me, I knew exactly how to get to her. At first, Serenity and her girls were really mean to me. They'd ignore me and poke fun at my appearance and call me names. But then, I decided to use my one weapon to my advantage. No, not my mind-reading skills. My humor.
If you think I'm gonna do anything you say, you're wrong. Mom's wasting her money paying some stupid nerd like you.
She also wasted the opportunity to put spa after your name.
I thought she was gonna slap me. Instead, she laughed so much, she had to clutch her belly. She wasn't so bad once I got to know her. And her friends too.
It was actually easier to talk to them when I started understanding how I could use my powers for good.
When they were feeling down or being extra mean, I'd listen in on them and find out what was truly bothering them. I helped them out with boy problems, or when they're struggling to talk to their parents, or even when they were feeling self-conscious about something. That kinda made me their guru. They called me Grand Master and kept hanging around me at school. You're like a genius. How come we hadn't hung out with you before? I know, right? He like figured out my boyfriend was cheating and I had absolutely no idea. The girls and I hung out a lot, and so their popularity rubbed off on me. Guys wanted to be me. Girls wanted to date me. I even started dating Serenity for a while. But that all meant that I lost touch with my one true friend. Suddenly, I had no time for Xena, and we graduated and went to college without getting to catch up. I used the money I made from tutoring to set up a small business. It was like a service I offered the other guys at college to help them with whatever was going wrong in their lives. But most of the requests I got was for help with girls. And so, the perfect match dating agency was born. With all the money I was making, I was able to rent out a small office. But when the money came rolling in as I kept making success story after success story, and word of mouth spread about how I changed their dating life, I had to leave college and manage my business full time. I moved to a bigger office and hired staff. All girls, of course. Because I figured if I surround myself with girls all the time, I'd understand how they think, and that could only serve to help my research and how I can help the guys who come to me more. The problem was, they all had a crush on me. They were all so pretty, so distracting, and all I could hear all day long was how they wanted me to be theirs. It got so bad to a point that I had to soundproof my office because I would lose my train of thought when I was with the client. But it still didn't work! My business took off in a major way. Soon, I had clients who were millionaires, billionaires, sports stars, celebs, even politicians! My business became a multi-million dollar enterprise, and I was able to buy my own building. I hired new staff, of course, and the noise got even louder in my head. One day, a girl walked in for an interview. Everything about her was peaceful and quiet. I couldn't hear her thoughts. I hired her on the spot. I started liking more and more being in my new assistant's company. With her, the world was quiet, and I could relax. The problem was, I was starting to fall for her. She just felt so familiar. Like home. I'd solved so many problems with my ability. I've improved so many lives. But when it came to my own, I couldn't do a thing. I was falling fast for Sarah, and I was so confused. I didn't know how to tell her, didn't know what she wanted to hear, didn't know if she'll even like me back. Until one day, as we were on our way to a meeting, the elevator we were on just stopped. The lights flickered, and we were stuck. The elevator shook and buckled as if we were about to fall, and Sarah gripped my hand in fear. Suddenly, the girl who was standing next to us began to shake and scream. Instinctively, Sarah let go of me and tried to help the girl. And as if nothing happened, the girl was normal again. I still don't fully understand what happened, but that made me decide to tell Sarah about my powers. And we experimented on a few people that we trusted. It turned out, Sarah was able to transfer my ability to anyone nearby, and she never knew she had that kind of power. But it still didn't explain why I couldn't hear her thoughts. Until one day, I accidentally walked by her desk as she was fixing her hair. And I saw, just under her ear, the unmistakable patch of skin that looked like the map of Florida. Xena? What? How do you... It's me, Dave, from high school. Don't you remember? Oh my, but you look so different. Talk about different. Look at you. Different hair. You even changed your name and you're hot.
So you're saying I was disgusting before? Thanks. It's not my fault puberty hit you late. Look who's talking. She smiled at me, and I smiled back. It was as if no time had passed between us. I thought I needed my ability to find the love of my life. It turned out, I already found her those many years ago. Xena? Well, Sarah and I began to find ways to use her power to help mine. From that moment on, I wasn't just helping guys get girls. We used our abilities to help couples who were having troubles. With her help, our clients could directly hear their loved one's thoughts, and it helped resolve so many issues. In some cases, it ended relationships. In many others, it helped them grow. And in case you were wondering, we did get married. Serenity and her girls even got to be my wife's bridesmaids.